This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, jeez. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us, and let me give you the number. Andy is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. He'll answer the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Dr. Sheely's with us. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Dr. Sheely, I was thinking about that post that I sent you a link to last night. You know, I was reading about the Chinese space station that they had lost control of, and it was going to crash to Earth, and they knew that it would hit the Earth, but they didn't know where. And the reports were, you know, don't worry about it. It's okay. The chance of it hitting you are, you know, in the millions or billions or trillions to one. So don't worry about it. And I thought, you know what? Who are these people that put these things up in space? And, you know, we know what goes up must come down, or at least burn up on the way down, or at least partially burn up on the way down. And I was kind of frosted. I was thinking about the littering that goes on and along the highways and byways and people shooting off the road. So I decided to put a post on USA Prepares, and I sent you a link to it. Did you get a chance to see that?
I did. I sent you a note.
I saw that. So, class, here's what it says. So this is a post on USA Prepares, if you want to see it, USAprepares.com. It says, no littering. Fine, $10,000 to $1 million. We strive to keep it, and I'm not kidding, we strive to keep it clean and safe for our animal family. This includes space junk. So it says, if any litter is found on our farm, those responsible are subject to fines of $10,000 to $1 million. This includes cans, bottles, balloons at $10,000 per piece, and space junk at $1 million per piece. All litter will be held as evidence. Poaching, road hunting, and trespass fines are $10,000 per incident per person. Signed, Vincent Fennelli. And I mean it. I mean it because if our government... if our government corporation can do it, I can do it. So I've decided that I posted it now. It's available worldwide so that anyone can see it. And I mean to uphold that. So if any space junk had landed on our farm, I would collect it. I would confiscate it. I would secure it. And the only way that it could be released is upon payment of $1 million per piece.
I hope it lands on an obscure part of your farm.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would trade that $1 million per piece to land in other selected places. if those pieces were big enough. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, what is it? I don't know the exact number of tonnage, but it's in the thousands of tons of stuff we put up there. We have totally littered 22,000 miles up the area for geosynchronous orbit. So there are so many pieces of candy wrappers, and literally, I mean, from the spacecraft up there, they just jettison that and just floats around. And why would they? How could somebody be so stupid as to just do that? They just think, oh, it'll be okay. It'll be. That's an expression we have here in Missouri, in our neck of the woods. It'll be okay. What that means is there's no hope, no chance, no possibility of it working. So what do they say? Oh, it'll be okay. like riding on a bald tire with a hole in it. Oh, it'll be okay.
Oh, Vance, I love you.
Love you too, Dr. Shealy. So I had a question for you. I was talking to Andy, but let's first ask you, what's new in the world of Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor?
Well, interestingly, within another week, I ought to have the result on 3 months of the scalar on my telomeres. I just can't wait till December. I can't afford to do everybody 3 months. But yeah. It should have grown. If it's grown 1%, then we know it's going to work.
Yeah.
And I just had to do it. So.
Yeah.
When
that's pretty exciting.
You'll know.
I can't wait to hear that. So what we're talking about is the scalar energy device that Dr. Shealy and Lou Cassidy have designed and engineered and manufactured. And I have one here. It's running 24/7 at the farm. And it's a device that, if I were to describe it, it would look like a picture frame, clear on both sides, plexiglass on both sides, electronic circuit board in the middle that you can see, with sapphire crystals on the front of it. And there's a light to tell you that it is pulsating at a, it'll tell you the frequency it's pulsating, and you can measure it with a meter. Like a tri-field meter that you can measure the bursts of energy, very low power, and we have it in the bedroom, and it's aimed at us. So we're getting about 8 hours a day, unless we're in the room and we get more of the scalar energy, to see how it affects the growth of our telomeres and seeing if we are getting younger by the growth of our telomeres. That's what we're doing. And Dr. Shealy, how many of us are in this study?
12 people.
Hmm, 12 people. Okay, so we'll have the results in 3 months or so, and a partial set of results, and then maybe 9 months after that, we'll have the rest of the results for the full year's worth of study. I'm excited about that, Dr. Shealy.
Well, another interesting thing is we're several weeks now into our narcotic addiction study with the CAPPIMP.
Hmm.
And the initial results are absolutely fabulous. These narcotic addicts love their CAP.
Now, what we're talking about is a pulsed electromagnetic frequency device with a coil that they're wearing on their head. Is that it?
That is correct. And they only have to do it an hour, but they use it several hours because they like it.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of any other results in terms of energy, clarity of thinking, things like that?
All of those things, many, many different good benefits.
Have you heard? Yeah, okay.
Most important is craving goes down.
Uh huh. How about those who are hard of hearing? Have you found out that their hearing ability has improved?
What? I didn't hear you.
No, I'm being really serious, because my mom, my mom was using it, and she had difficulty hearing me from across the kitchen, and so she'd been using it, and within a few days, I could talk in a normal voice, looking down, while I'm preparing a meal or something, and she would hear exactly what I was saying, and that was, to me, that was a scientific test that it improved her hearing.
That is amazing. I guess I should be wearing it right on my head.
Well, my mom's hearing degraded over the years, and her father's hearing degraded over the years too. But of course, back in the 80s, we didn't have in the 70s, we didn't have this device that you've invented. But I think it might be worth an informal test to see if it happens, to others as well. That's why I mentioned it.
Wonderful.
Dr. Shealy, I was talking with Andy, our engineer, before the broadcast, and I mentioned that one of the things I wanted to chat with you about was nightmares. And Andy mentioned that there seems to be a correlation between sugar before bedtime and nightmares. And he said that, he's aware of parents saying on Halloween, hey, don't eat too much sugar because, you know, don't eat too much candy because it'll give you nightmares. I said, wow, I've never heard that. That's new to me. However, I think that there is something that correlates, or there is a correlation between sugar and nightmares. Sugar just before bedtime and nightmares. Is there such a thing?
Well, it sounds reasonable. I have not seen that, but I wouldn't be at all surprised. I mean, sugar is bad any time. Let's face it, it is the original, first in history, artificial fake food. You know, sugar cane would be okay if you ate the whole cane.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
When you take the sugar out of it, you got rid of the fiber and you got rid of the vitamins and minerals. So mm-hmm. Basically, all we've got left is poison.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, so I wasn't sure if that were something that had been studied medically or not, but I can tell you that our son, you know, I mentioned to our son that I was having some nightmares and they're really strange, and I'll go into it in just a minute. And he said, yeah, Dad, I have two. And he said, I found out that I used to eat these Tutti Frutti hard candies, you know, just before bedtime. And he said he had nightmares. And then he stopped it, and the nightmares stopped. So what's been happening to me is I will be in these very strange situations in these nightmares. And they will last
there you
for...
go.
Yeah.
According to Mayo Clinic, a child's blood sugar level may influence dreams.
Mm-hmm.
The blood sugar becomes low during sleep. A condition known as diabetic hypoglycemia can occur. And if you eat sugar, then you get a rebound often. And there, interestingly, cookies, cakes, all these things can cause sweet treats of any kind can cause nightmares.
Okay. And so here's what happens to me in a really, really strange situations that I cannot ever imagine me being in, and situations that I, it's not like I think about these things. So let me give you an example. So the most recent nightmare I had, and I can't remember all of them, but here was a situation. I was with a friend that I hadn't seen in 4 decades, literally. And this friend and I were in his brand new Firebird, which they haven't made in years. And we're traveling up a bridge, and it was raining, and the water was rising, and the water was 2 feet over the deck of the bridge, and we're climbing this steep bridge. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back. It's just, it's weird. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norman Sheila is with us, and we're talking about some nightmares that I've had. And these are really terrifying nightmares and strange, strange situations, things that I would just never do. So, for example, this one I was telling Dr. Sheely and the class about just before we went into the break is I haven't seen this man in almost 40 years, but I knew him for many, many years prior to that. And we're very, very dear friends. And so I was in his car, just the two of us. He was driving, which is unusual. Normally, if I go somewhere, I take my vehicle for a lot of reasons. One is I know the condition of my vehicle, and I know whether it's going to make it or not. If it's not going to make it, I'm not going to take it. But I like to be in control, okay? And in case something happens, at least I got my vehicle, and I can do what I ever need, whatever I need to do, because I have my vehicle, and I'm not at the mercy of others, okay, for example. So we're in this Firebird. Now, the last, which is weird, because they stopped making Pontiacs in 2009. That was the last year they made them, almost 10 years ago. So I'm in this brand new Firebird, and we're driving up this bridge, the incline, and the water, it's raining, raining, raining. The water's coming up, rising, rising, rising. Over the bridge, you know, it's 1 foot, then it's 2 feet, 2 feet of water, and he's still driving. Like, I'm thinking, you really want to do this? Because this is pretty deep, and I don't know any vehicle that I have that would survive this. And he just kept driving, and the water kept getting deeper and deeper, and we kept driving. And that's how, and then I woke up. That was one dream. Next dream, the one just before that, I was with my wife's aunt and uncle. Now, I've seen this particular uncle once in my life. Now, why I was in an airport with them, I have no idea. But they had the tickets, which makes no sense, because if I were flying anywhere with my wife, I would have, you know, our tickets, or I'd have mine, she has hers. I wouldn't let other people say, oh, just follow us and we'll have the tickets, okay? So I didn't have the tickets. Next thing I know, I'm in the airport having lunch with Jimmy Stewart. Now, I think Jimmy Stewart was a nice actor. Would I have lunch with him? Is it ever possible that I'd have lunch with him? No, it's not possible. And, you know, even when Michelle Obama came to Springfield, Missouri, and I could have been with Michelle Obama. I didn't do it. You know, it wasn't something that interested me. So here I am at an airport where I'm never going to fly. I haven't flown in years and years and years. So why would I be in an airport? Why would I be with an uncle I've only seen once? Why would I let him have the tickets? Why would I be with Jimmy Stewart? How does this happen that I'm dreaming these things that just have zero possibility of occurring? And the fear that I had in this particular dream was, I got to get the tickets because we got to go, and I don't have the tickets, and I don't know where this aunt and uncle are, and that's how that dream ended. So these are weird situations. It's not like I'm afraid of something, and I'm thinking about it, you know, for real, and then I dream about it. These are situations that would never, ever occur, and somehow they turn into these terrifying nightmares. Do you have any thoughts on what this might be, Dr. Shealy?
Well, do you have a record of what kind of sweets you ate before bedtime?
I try not to eat sweets at all.
So you had these without sweets?
Yes.
Okay, so, well, now, I have never understood dreams, to be quite honest. You know, there are people who claim that they all have meaning. To me, I think most of the time, it's the mind on a lark, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It has nothing more interesting to tell you.
Okay. Well, that's kind of fascinating. But what was really weird about this is if I had a lot of extra time, all the time in the world to just think about weird things, this would never happen. These things would never come to my mind. If I had an infinite amount of time, I would not be thinking about these things because there's no reason to. I mean, so that's the strange part about these nightmares. So I just wanted to share that with you and see what your thoughts were. But it's really, really strange. One of the things that I wanted to chat with you about, I think that might help some of our seniors, and we'll have to do the balance of this on the other side of the break, is medications. Let's say they're on medications. And let's say the husband and wife who are in their 80s, for example, go to the doctors, and the doctor says, okay, you need to take this, this, and this, and then they get it confused, and they double and triple take their medication. I'll explain a little bit more about this when we come back.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you? God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. So, Dr. Shealy, I was talking with this young lady, and her parents were probably in their 80s. And she was telling me that her mother was slowing down, and was really getting strange. And so she said, well, let's look at these prescription pills that you've been taking, these medications, and let's figure out what's going on. And so she found out that her mother was taking one of these heart medications in the morning, one with lunch, and one with dinner. And she traced this down to doctor's appointments where the husband and wife would go together, and they're both in their 80s, and I'm imagining it went like this. So the doctor said, okay, I want you to take one of these per day, at breakfast time. The next doctor's appointment, he might have said, I want you to take one of these per day. Well, when should I take it? Well, take it with lunch. Okay. And then next doctor's appointment, I want you to take one of these a day. When should I take it? Well, you can take it anytime. Or you can take it with dinner. So then the husband was arranging that pill, that weekly pill dispenser that says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and putting, in the three compartments per day, one of them in the morning, one at lunch, one at dinner time. So instead of taking one per day, she was taking one three times a day. And so she was overdosing herself, and she's really getting slow. Now, what I'm trying to draw a picture of is, I think that this is not the first person that this has happened to. I have a feeling that this can happen to many people. And is there a way that you've come up with to prevent this, Dr. Shuley? Or is there a way that you should have doctors review the schedule of medicines? Or what can be done to make sure that our seniors, and actually anyone, children, seniors, adults, do not accidentally get overdosed?
Theoretically, I always write how many times to take a day or what time to take it on the prescription. So it should be on the bottle.
Yes, I agree.
I would never go by a verbal thing on a prescription drug. It really should be listed on the bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree with that. And they typically are, but what I'm saying is I think that there was a disconnect between what the bottle says, the pill vial,
right,
the discussion in the doctor's office, and the implementation of let's take them at this frequency.
Oh, I'm sure that kind of thing can happen. And remember, there's a minimum of over 100,000 deaths a year in hospital from mm-hmm. drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you add that to the ones the deaths from drugs outside the hospital, that alone is probably over 200,000 people a year killed by drugs.
I've seen it once where one of our children was overdosed with fentanyl, and he coded right in front of me. I told the nurse not to do it. She did it, and she overdosed him, and he went code blue. And I yelled for a doctor to come in, and they used Narcan to reverse it. It absolutely happened right in front of me.
Wow.
And, And he was blue, and it was very, very serious. And so the hospital reacted after all that. There happened to be a Navy surgeon who happened to be walking by on that floor, and he heard me, and he ran in, and he believed me, and the nurse denied she did it. And he looked at me, and he believed me, and he Narcanned him and brought him back to life. So, I was there when one of those happened. And here's what the hospital does. First thing they do is they bring in this team of people called, they're in the crisis minimization department. What is it called? Risk assessment?
I think sounds like the death squad to me.
Oh, it is. It is. Absolutely. And these are the people that say, how bad is this going to be, and how can we protect ourselves from the next lawsuit that's going to happen within seconds? Risk assessment, I think it's called. And so I met with those people, and they decided that they wanted me out of the hospital. And I said, that's never going to happen. After what you guys did, I'm not leaving our son's side. I'm not leaving his side. There's no way. You can call the police. You can do whatever you want. But if you call the police, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to call the news, the television station, and we'll all be here. And they decided that they were going to let me. I've been like this for a long time, Dr. Shuley. But anyway, he was in intensive care for several days, and Mrs. Finelli and I slept in his room. And they said, you can't do it. And we said, you're not serious. We don't trust you as far as we can throw a piano. And by the way, that was a term that my father used, the piano. So we stayed with him until they got him turned around. And I made them rewrite the hospital procedure regarding fentanyl so it wouldn't happen to others. And discussing strange things, Dr. Shuley, which is, I guess, what we've been doing, there's this judge in Long Island, New York, and there's an article in ABC News. Okay, so this is mainstream news. So this Long Island judge was arrested because police say that he repeatedly broke into his neighbor's home, which is burglary, right? So he repeatedly broke into his neighbor's home and stole her underwear. Now, he confessed.
That's an odd, not quite pedophile, but
pretty odd. Yeah. So here's what I'm going to read. This is Eyewitness News, ABC7NY.com. And the article was Friday, March 30th of 2018. East Islip, Long Island, WABC. A Long Island judge who police say repeatedly broke into his neighbor's home to steal her underwear has confessed to snatching panties on multiple occasions, even though he pleaded not guilty. Now, this guy is a Suffolk County District Judge Robert Sicali, and he's been removed from the bench, and he's facing 15 years in prison. So the judge is a married father of three young children. He's accused of sneaking in to a home across the street and stealing the underwear of 23-year-old woman who lives there with her parents. He reportedly knew the girl from when she worked as an intern at the Islip Town Attorney's Office when he used to work there. So this guy broke into their house, stole her underwear, and the authorities caught him with underwear in his possession. And so he's been arrested. he's been arrested. So I guess there are several points here. One, how can we trust people who are sitting on the bench who have these diseases? I mean, what the heck is wrong? This guy is a repeated underwear thief, okay? And he only seems to want ones from the hamper. He doesn't want the ones out of the washing machine. He wants them from the hamper. And you've got to ask yourself, if someone does this and he's in, we'll call it law enforcement, and he's in the enforcing of the law, he's the guy that makes the decisions. Who goes free? Who pays fines? Who goes to prison? Who goes to jail? Who wears ankle bracelets? Who's guilty? I mean, that's what this guy is in the business of doing. Okay.
Well, what do you expect? If it's a government appointed, let's face it.
Yeah.
If the government did it, it's crooked, evil, bad. I don't know. You know anything which really says the government is good? Can you name one thing which you really like the government for?
You want the long answer or the short answer? They're both the same. No, I don't. I don't know a single thing. I don't know a single thing that the government does that is honest, above board, enforced fairly, is a benefit to everyone. I can't think of anything the government does right. And as a matter of fact, let me make a quick announcement. So class, I got a call. I happened to be on Bill Deagle's broadcast talking about preparedness, and we got a call from a guy who wanted to know. Well, I was talking about motor oil and how there's a scandal involving motor oil that I've uncovered, and a caller called in and asked me about taxes, way off topic. Anyway, I'm sorry. He called me on our broadcast because he heard me talking about motor oil on Bill Deagle's broadcast. So if you have a question about taxes between, you know, now and April 15th, if you think that I might have an answer, I'd be glad to share my opinions with you. However, remember that I am not a tax advisor. I am not a certified in anything regarding taxes. I'm just some guy who has gone through the University of Hard Knocks in terms of taxes. I've been doing ours for decades, and I'm familiar with what it's like to be audited. I'm familiar with how the IRS behaves, and I'm familiar with Publication 17 and how I use their rules to my best advantage. So if you've got a question starting tomorrow regarding taxes and you think I might be able to help you, or if you'd like my opinion on what I would do in certain situations, I'll be glad to tell you. But bear in mind, I'm not giving you advice. I'm just going to tell you what I would do if I were in a certain situation. And you can tell me what those situations might be. But bear in mind, if you get audited, be prepared for the audit. And don't blame me. Because if you're willing to push it to the limits, as I am, and I'm willing to be audited, you've got to understand that there's some risks in doing what I do. And I'm perfectly willing to assume the risks of paying the minimum amount legally that I can pay. Because I think those buzzards will steal anything that they can from all of us. And I'm not willing to let them do it to me, nor my family. So there is that little announcement if you want to call in starting tomorrow between then and April 15th to talk about taxes. Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back. We're talking about the underwear thief who happened to be a judge.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, Suffolk County District Judge Robert Scali has been removed from the bench, but he has pled not guilty, but he was arrested on burglary charges. And he entered the home of the parents of a 23-year-old, and he absconded with her underwear from a hamper, and he wrote a confession. He says he's not guilty. He pled not guilty, but he wrote a confession and an apology. This guy's nuts. So here's where the medical part.
That's like a nightmare itself.
So this guy, a judge, in his confession, he said he stole the underwear upon feeling urges, and he admitted on several occasions that he entered the home, opened her hamper, and took her underwear. So this guy is a judge. Now, what do people say about this guy? Well, according to this article, his reputation throughout the court is stellar. Defense attorney William Wexler said, "Every judge, every lawyer respects him, and we just have to see how this process plays out." Now,
they hope they can do as good as he did.
Can you imagine? And then they say he is a graduate of St. John's Law School. I guess that would be a Christian law school, St. John's Law School, and he's a former legal aid attorney. And a former Islip town attorney. He was elected to the district criminal court in 2016. He's a family man. He's always outside playing basketball with the kids. That's the quote. Neighbor Jay Marcio. I don't even know if that's the guy's name. He's always jogging, and he's friendly to everybody in the neighborhood. This guy is like the epitome of a nice guy. But he's a burglar, and he's sick. And he's a judge.
Dr. Shealy, like us.
I've never read anything like that. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is I don't trust anyway. To mention the government not being able to do anything right. Here's just one more case. of a sick puppy in charge of our destiny. And I would not want to be in court under the gavel of this guy who's obviously got some problems. Now, with this, Dr. Shirley, is this kind of like a syndrome, a disease? What would a psychosis? What would you say is? How would you term this?
I consider it a psychoneurosis.
Psychoneurosis.
Neurosis, and then there's true psychosis, and then there's the in-between sickies that are called psychoneurotic. It's, in other words, they're not quite crazy; they're only half crazy.
Okay. Well, I certainly would not want this guy to be my neighbor. And then, you know, when he's done with this process, if he's convicted, how can he live in that same neighborhood? I mean, are people going to add an extra lock to their doors? Are they going to add a I mean, and what has he done to the value of that neighborhood? You know, the realtor comes by and the new customer for that realtor. So wait. Isn't this the neighbor?
Hey,
doesn't the attorney live and the lawyer live?
A new ad. We have a stinking house. If you like soiled panties, you can get this one extra free.
So this guy has devalued the properties in his neighborhood. So I think that those who live there might also want to pile on the suits because of the diminished value of their property because of this sick judge's actions. And the headlines say, Suffolk County District Judge apologizes, admits he's serial underwear stealer. Eyewitness News, ABC 7. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back. Dr. Shealy, Stephen Hawking said, quote, I'm an atheist, end quote. Very interesting. And the Pope said there's no such thing as hell. Can we talk about that and spirituality and what your thoughts may be when we come back?
Of course.
Okay, here we go. Dr. Shealy's with us, Dr. Norm Shealy. NormShealy.com. And if you're interested in the bliss oils that I use, NormShealy.com. And if you'd like to consume his youth formula as I do, NormShealy.com. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.